This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm Frieda Liu. Now, often what you pursue as initial career doesn't necessarily stick for your eventual career path. A woman who's a great example of this is Su Xiaopin, who has a law background, but is now known mainly for being the managing director and franchise holder of Anya Hein March in Malaysia. Today, she's here to talk about how she went from being a barrister at law to the fashion industry. Good to be speaking to you, Xiaopin. We'll talk about law first, right? How that was something that you did for many years, right? And why did you do law in the first place?
Hi, Frieda. Thank you for having me. When I was nine, I had already decided to be a lawyer.
At nine.
Why? Because I met with an accident when I was 9 years old. I think that was like standard two or standard three. I had a bad accident, road accident, and then I realized that I was not doing well in school after that. I started to fall in my performance, and I realized, gee, you know, it doesn't feel good not to do well. What do I want to do at that little tender age? And I said to myself, I wanted to be strong, and I wanted to be an independent woman one day. And I looked around me at that time, coming from a very traditional Hokkien Chinese family. I was surrounded by very dominant men and very dominant, attitude about men being, you know, the first and women just have to stay at home and all that. I didn't like that kind of structure for some reason at that really little age. So it all happened that year that I realized, okay, I'm going to be strong one day, be independent, not dependent on any man. And one best way is to be a lawyer. And at the time, I didn't know any female lawyer that I could look up to. But I have an uncle who is a very established lawyer in KL, Su Tian Ming. He actually became like kind of my
mentor.
I wouldn't say mentor, but it's kind of like an example,
right,
of becoming strong from a very humble background, and then start from there, you know, find yourself.
Right. And it's amazing, right, when something almost negative can turn into something positive. And to think about it, there weren't any role models at that time, you know, in terms of female role models at that time.
Totally. I think that's why I'm really happy to see how things are changing and growing, and that we are seeing a lot of female role models. I guess we had role models, but they were our moms and aunties and cousins, you know, who were doing kind of like in their own daily life. They were models in that own way. But now I think when we look at models, we need, you know, more.
Yeah.
We need to be really out there, venturing into different fields, take risks, and do something different rather than, you know, just like what we used to see in our children book. Father goes to work, mother stay at home, wear the apron, and do the cooking.
Right. Okay, so that has to change. Now, after spending, over 20 years, right, what made you decide to go into the fashion industry?
Well, I never looked for fashion industry as such. I think if you like fashion, doesn't mean you do fashion. If you like restaurant eating, doesn't mean you go and buy the restaurant. So it all happened quite, I don't know, naturally, perhaps. I was actually looking for business. When I was in legal practice and, after 20 years, I realized that after dealing with all that big business people that I used to deal with as a lawyer, and I started to feel that I could do business too, you know, but I didn't know how or what. So when I turned 40, I decided that I shall take the risk, for I do not want to turn 50 and look back and said, I didn't try.
Right.
I don't know what it's like. I wish I did. So I decided that, okay, let's you know, make a decision, change your life, and you'll be fine. So somehow I stumbled upon, a friend who was having a friend who was into fashion business. And then I went into some partnership for a few years, which didn't really work out. And I thought it was easier than what I thought, you know, put some money in, have some investment. You don't have to do anything.
Not true.
Just tag along for a buying trip. Not true. Mm. Not true. In life, I think you need to be committed to what you do, and then go for it. Mm. And then as you step in, things get, more and more heavy,
right.
Or heavier, I should say. And then you realize that, oh, wow, this is bigger than what I thought. Mm. But it is also better than what I thought.
Mm.
Because I think once you get committed, you realize that different angles are doing things better. And then you find yourself making mistakes. And then you try to go around your mistakes and make things better again. So it's like a daily exercise of improving yourself. Business is something like you couldn't really study. It's something you experience.
Right. And so you didn't say fashion industry, but you saw business. But of course, there's a reason why you chose the Anya Haima brand, right? I mean, why does that brand resonate with you?
Definitely. I think it's very, when I first started thinking about Anya Haimach, I didn't even have one bag from Anya. I saw a very little picture of Anya's bag in Vogue magazine many years ago. And that little picture stayed in my mind that, that's the style I believe in. That's what I believe in. Not something that everyone carries, not something that everyone feels must have. Although I, like other women, I do have my must-have. But I think deep inside me, I wish to express my personal style in my more personal way. It doesn't have to be expensive.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be about the brand. It must somehow make me feel good about myself. And it doesn't matter if people do not know what I carry, which I think is very important now in our modern world, that we believe. Especially when I travel a lot to European country, people always ask me, why do Asians have to be so branded? Sometimes I think it's almost insulting for them to say that, but there is also a lot of truth in it.
Mm.
So I think we need to really learn to express our interest in beauty, confidence, and luxury.
Yeah.
In maybe a more subtle way, but it's not what everybody believes. It's what I believe.
Mm. And I guess the people who believe that will resonate with the brand, right?
Yeah, I think it's more than that. Mm. Anya does have her very own uniqueness and quirkiness in how she brings out her designs. She also thinks like all of us, like, what do you need? You need that little pocket.
Yeah.
You need that little zip.
Yeah.
And all that, rather than I'm selling you one bag with a brand that you must carry. So from the very beginning, Anya believes in that. And that's what I believe too.
Right.
On top of that, she makes sure that the quality is excellent. She puts a lot of personal effort in it. So I worked with Anya for 15 years now, from, total no experience to now. So I still think that she carries that uniqueness, that very subtle elegance that I believe every woman can carry. So I'm very, very proud to have worked with her for 15 years. And I hope that, the younger generation understand branding better.
Right. We'll talk a little bit about your involvement with the Women of the Future Awards and also this whole concept about being kind. In just a moment, I'm here with Su Shepin, a barrister, law and entrepreneur. Stay tuned to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Su Shepin, a barrister, law and entrepreneur. Earlier on we talked about how you are responsible for bringing Anya Haimach to Malaysia. Now, over the years as well, you've received many accolades and awards and Malaysia Tatler, Harper's Bazaar, all these big names. So how do you feel about being highlighted this way?
Every time when they tell me I'm getting something, I kind of feel that, oh, really? Why? I never feel successful. Yeah. I only feel that I'm working my best to achieve the best. That's the only thing I can do in my life. Although there are many times when I tell myself, why didn't I do it? Why didn't I do better? So I think coming from a very strict, stringent background in Chinese education, there's always this tendency of pushing yourself to the limit and beyond. It's not always the best thing to do to yourself, but I think it is very enhancing. Mm. It's very strength building. So I almost cannot stop that. It's part of me. So I never really feel successful, although I get a lot of friends coming to me and say great things, and I appreciate that a lot. I think they assure me that I'm all right.
And your daughter is also involved in your business as well.
Yes, I have two daughters, one 25-year-old and the other one 22-year-old. Both have somehow gone into law,
right.
But they are both not practicing. I guess seeing me over the years going into business, they like that, commercial side of law. The law doesn't have to be in a legal firm. Law is in our everyday life. So the first daughter, she's a barrister as well. She has joined me as a GM. So I'm not one of those parents who want my kids to be with me, take over my business and all that. I always believe that children can do better. They have different mindset and the world has changed. It doesn't have to be if you're a lawyer, you practice as a lawyer. If you're a doctor, you practice as a doctor. So I like that, a more dimensional growth of people and human being now. So I feel that they should be free out there. I don't even think of myself as a mentor to them.
Right.
I think of myself as a mother.
Right.
And I'm very, very blessed to have both of them.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you're involved with the Women of the Future Awards. Or you were just in the UK. What's this all about?
Well, over the years in legal practice and business, I have discovered that one word keeps coming up in my life, and that's kindness. People, I've been inundated by kindness one way or another, either by way of words, support, business, and so on. Even in my daily life, someone can come to me in supermarket and say, I know what you do and keep doing what you're doing. I like what you're doing. I think all these simple words kind of tell myself that, life just doesn't have to be dollar and cent all the time. Life doesn't have to be a measurement of success. Life can be very, very meaningful if we tell ourselves that there's this simple thing called kindness that doesn't require money, but it just comes from your heart. And I constantly meet people like that who show me the kindness, who show me the love that I never expected. So somehow I feel that there you are. In this challenging world where all of us struggle one way or another, we can do something good. So I want to use this concept of kindness and to build strength and to give strength and support to a lot of people, a lot of younger people, women in particular, that you can do more and we can offer each other that kindness through support, through words. So I believe that the word kindness encompasses a huge, spectrum of life. It covers love, support, friendship, and compassion, which don't you think that's all we really need?
Right.
There are always means to find money. There are always means to achieve something. But kindness is just there.
Right.
Have it, take it. Give it. And love it.
Right.
Yeah.
So this, you find this connects with the Women of the Future Awards?
Yes. I'm very, very fortunate to meet this friend called Pinky Lilani in London. And she came to Malaysia and then she I met her, and she's part of this Women of the Future awards in London. She's a pioneer and she's a founder. So, and she says the same thing, kindness, you know, giving kindness and doing things with kindness. So I love that idea, and we somehow, you know, get on so well as friends. So I started to get involved with that, and I recently was invited to the Women of the Future Award 2018 in London to present an award, a corporate award. And part of that corporate award is also to reward companies who make an effort to have a more diverse mix in their, you know, management, to bring out that goodness of diversity rather than, you know, looking at diversity as a problem. So, which I think you know, it is very rampant all over the world that diversity seems to be bad, that we should, you know, get rid of some people from our country and all that. So I was very proud to be a part of the Women of the Future in London 2018 awards, and being and presented to the presented a corporate award. I'm also going to be a judge for the Women of the Future Southeast Asia 2019 awards, which is also pioneered by Pinky, my friend. It is to bring that concept of Women of the Future, you know, inspiration to Southeast Asia, where there is serious growth, serious hardworking people, serious good thinking young people for women below 35. So I hope that I myself can really develop this concept of kindness, which I call kindness is strength, in my own way, to share with a lot of young people in Malaysia on how to be really better. And I will get friends to share their experiences in life.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Su Sherpin, a barrister at law and entrepreneur. You've been listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.